7:30 to 9:30, blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRich Show. And y'all ready to get it in because it's Wind Down Wednesdays. But we got some hot guests out of California. We have none other than Selassie of the Two Racks Rap Contest, also an artist making noise throughout the world, as well as DJ King Assassin, who has worked with Wyclef, Tupac, and so many other artists, just to name a few. But, you know, it's Nikki Rich, the hottest radio station on the planet, with bringing the hottest guests. And if you don't know, it's your first time calling in. We also are podcasting on iTunes. You know, you can go to iTunes, download it. It's all free. You don't have to pay a thing. You can download the episode there. And be sure and check us out on our website, which is NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. And coming up, we have our special guest, Selassie, coming through at 8 o'clock. And it's 8 o'clock, and it's 5 o'clock Pacific time. Also, we have coming up, DJ King Assassin will be on at 8:45. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is on, and we're going to get it popping tonight. Use the hashtag Nikki Rich Show. And, you know, hit me up on Twitter, because we live in effect. We got it going on. We on the radio. We on Twitter. We on Facebook. We on LinkedIn. We on all the sites right now. So y'all check us out. Hit me up. Let me know. And I'll shout you out on the Nikki Rich Show. Also, just to let you know that this weekend we will be heading to Orlando for the Two Racks Rap Contest, broadcasting live. It's going to be on and popping. We're excited about it, so you don't want to miss. And this is also with the hot Carolina artist, Zambino, will be in the building. And after that, we will also be on Orlando's radio station, so we're excited. We're excited about the journey and everything we got going on. But everybody, I want y'all to keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and we got to get this thing popping. We got some hot new music tonight, and we're going to start it off with that Mac Joker. Yes, you can. Check it out here, all the way to the A.
Yes, she can. Yes, queen, mother crop the way she lean and she rock. Now she got it down pat, and I mean she won't stop. Rock left, then she snap. Rock right, then she snap. The way she jig that, while making that just clap. Now let me know what's happening. Gone girl, keep snapping in. She won't stop jigging unless Joker stop rapping in. She do it like no other, and I told you in advance. Yes, she can do her dance with no hands, understand. Can she do it with no hands? Yes, she can, yes, she can. Can she lean and she rock? Yes, she can, yes, she can. Now jig, girl, jig. Just jig, girl, jig. Now jig, girl, jig. Just jig, girl, jig. Can she do it with no hands? Yes, she can, yes, she can. Can she lean and she rock? Yes, she can, yes, she can. Now jig, girl, jig. Just jig, girl, jig. Now jig, girl, jig. Just jig, girl, jig. Now jig. Naji, yes she can, yes she can. Naji, Naji, yes she can, yes she can. Naji, Naji, yes she can, yes she can. Naji, Naji, yes she can, yes she can.
No need tunes in your area.
Yes she can, yes she can. I see that we have the artist in the building. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Mac Joker.
What's happening, man? Miss Rich, what's happening? You know, I had
loving it.
Once, on the way to the studio, listening to the hottest show on the planet, had to call in one time. What's going on with you?
You know how we do it. Getting ready for our special guest tonight. We got Celeste coming through, and we're ready to talk to him. And then we got King Assassin, DJ King Assassin, man. If you don't know, now you know. Also, if you're on Twitter, tell your friends, tell everybody, use that hashtag, Nikki Rich Show. We getting it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds like you're getting in tonight. I'm definitely tuned in to the show tonight. Definitely tuned in. Got to
yes,
show my
sir.
Respect. But you already
well,
know I had to check in one time. Send a special shout-out all the way from the A to North Carolina, you know, the Nikki Rich Show. Matt Joker, yes, she can. Yes, she can. You already know.
Mr. Mac Joker getting it in, much love. And, you know, we know you've been doing big things over there. What's going on? I know you got this modeling event coming
yeah, yeah, yeah.
up. Tell everybody about that.
Oh, for sure, for sure. All you ladies out there, we got a casting call for Mac-type models. It's going to be the first week of July. You can follow Mac-type, E-N-T, that's M-A-C-K-T-I-G-H-T, ENT for all the details, but it's going to be the first week in July. I'm going to do a casting call, and then the latter part of July we're going to shoot the video for Yes She Can. So y'all stay tuned. It's going down.
That's real. Much love. Thank you for coming through to the Nikki Rich Show.
Anytime, anytime. The hottest show on the planet.
You know what it is. Mac Joker
right,
in the building. Right now, we got to go to this tragic Short Days, Long Nights. This is off of the Rich Certified Mixtape. Here we go. Y'all check it here first. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Yo, this is 305 Mayor Trick Daddy Dollar. Representing that M-I-A-M-I. And when I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, I'll be locked into my homegirl, Nikki Rich. And you're now tuned in to the Nikki Rich Show.
So guess what, I ain't never sleep.
Never.
I've been up for a week, all I do is run these streets.
Never.
Head dollar count, so I'm on my paper route. Man on a million, man. I'm paying large amounts. Late night, in the studio, dropping classes.
Never.
We got that sound, man, we killing suckers by the masses. Day and night, catching flight, out here paying dues.
Paying
on the grind, trying to shine, you snooze, you lose. I'll be up with the roosters early chasing bread.
Never.
The only time I close my ass is when I'm getting head.
Never.
I'm talking
fast.
Women, ooh,
short days,
short days. thousand, shoot a thousand. Homie, it ain't nothing. As long as they gon' print it, I'ma go and get it. I'm self-made, I'm self-paid, my hustle intermittent. The only time I'm in these sheets is when I'm with your freak. About to steep, blowing sweet, at the Swiss and sweet. I'm state to state, pushing tape, trying to bake a cake. Rocking shows across the globe, you know what it takes. Finna-headed rap game in the headlock. Enough dough to run a motherfucking bread shop. I'm talking big money.
That was Short Days, Long Nights. Short Days, Long Nights. That was tragic. All right, all right. We're getting it in. You know it's Wind Down Wednesdays. But right now we're going to go to Cash Out, Cashing Out. And right after that, we have our special guest in the building. Yes, so you don't want to miss. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody to call in. We're going to take it to Cali. Here we go. Cash out, cashing it out.
My diamonds out for me, they say, I can't I meet you? G5 high in the sky, hope I can't see you. Got a condo on my wrist, girl, I'm catching out. Got a condo around my neck, girl, I'm catching out. But it says, oh, no, ride around with that Nina. My diamonds talk for me, they say, I cannot meet you.
All right, all right. You are just listening to Cash Out, Cashing Out. And you know it's that time, y'all. It's that time. We got our special guest in the building. And we are taking it all the way to Cali. Yes, we're going to California. Hey, right now we would like to bring in on the Nikki Rich Show, Hot CEO and artist Celeste. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. I hope everybody's good out there on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah. We're excited to have you in the building. And, I mean, you got major things going on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Like, you know, just it don't cost nothing to dream. I say that all the time, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, how's the weather out that way?
Well, you know, I'm in San Francisco, California. You know, for all the listeners out there, I'm representing the Bay Area, all of California, all independent hip-hop worldwide. But, you know, sometimes you think of California, you just think of Los Angeles. That's Southern California. We're up here in Northern California. We all connected in Cali, but it's definitely a difference. So out here in the Bay Area, it's like about 60 degrees, but the sun's shining. And some mm-hmm. really cool winds, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yep.
I would love to come out that way. I haven't been out that way. I'm trying to get out there soon. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
So hopefully.
Yeah, I got a thing I'm trying to do. My next thing is, like, I'm trying to bring all the brothers and sisters, like, from down south and the East Coast to come out to the West Coast. So I got something in the mix with that because, like, when I do my shows out there, I always say, anybody been to San Francisco? you can
mm-hmm.
hear a pin drop in a crowd of 300 people. So, but they want to come, so I'm going to set it up with something really, really cool I'm going to announce really soon.
Oh, that's real. Definitely get at me on that one because you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to be special guest. We're going to bring you just on the strength, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be cool.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we have a lot of people tuned in. I mean, it's like it seems like we've been getting geared up for tonight, and every day I've been getting hit up left and right. When we said your name, everybody has really been blowing it up. And that's what I was saying. I know your Twitter and I know your Facebook or whatever I have you cite have been going crazy because mine have.
Yeah, for sure. Like, people found out I was coming on your show, and, like, other people that really didn't really have the super interest in me before, they suddenly did. So, you know, and then some people that already knew about you was like, wow, you got on her show? Like, that's so big. So I'm very privileged and very humbled to be on your show and get to your listeners. I can't say that enough. You dig it?
Oh, yeah. It's an honor to have you because I watch your movement and your music is hot. I'm telling you, we've been jamming to that Stop Hating on the Way. Man,
right on.
Love it.
Yeah.
The whole
movement is to try to get artists to stop hating on each other and to actually listen to each other and support one another, you know? So programs and movements like yours are so important because it really taps into the heartbeat of the game, you know, the streets and the people that are, like, are going to alternative sources to listen to different music. You know, that's very important. There's
mm-hmm.
so many people brainwashed that won't even just do that simple thing. So I just try to keep it with the real fundamental when I explain, you know, what I mean by stop hating in the Bay and stop hating worldwide.
And see, another thing that I like about, you know, I got a chance to check out your videos, and you talk the real life events and everything going on. I got a chance to check it out, and it's real. And that's what I love about
you. Thank you very much. I mean, you know, when I came into the rap game, you know, I didn't come in it with gimmicks or coming in it with, like, trying to make money. I came in it with, you know, the dreams I had as a 13, 14-year-old boy. saying that if I ever get a chance, this is how I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to do it like this. I'm not going to, you know, waste my chance and do something that's going to compromise my whole movement and things that I believe in. So, you know, I'm very Afrocentric. You know, I'm very people person. You know, I'm into building as opposed to destroying. So if you can just maintain, you know, your life like that, then it comes out in your music. And so I don't really have to jump through no loops to get my message across. I just keep it real. And that's kind of like the hip-hop we grew up on, you know. If some cats was head-busting or doing that stuff in the streets, they articulated it in a different way than it's being articulated today. So it's teach one, teach his own, but, you know, I'm not going to sell out the people to make no money and to destroy the kids. I'd rather work at the post office, like they said at Hollywood Show. Let's dig it. So I ain't going to do that.
And another thing I noticed that you have a plan in place. You're an artist, but yet you are also have your hands in other things as well. So other jobs, other, you know, different avenues. And that's what I also like. You're not just sticking with the artistry part of it. And it's about business. It's about making that moolah.
Yeah, see, I try to teach independent artists with that without telling them that. I try to, you know, if they ask me, then I'll tell them some game. But I try to do it by leading the example. So, you know, a lot of the artists that I come across, even mainstream artists, independent artists, they really are up on the business. You know, you can set up a whole new business by just teaching people the business and teaching them the real right business. You can do good business. You know, some people associate business with being bad, and it's definitely like that. But you can definitely do good business and have good intentions when you do your business. So, you know, I wouldn't have been able to book 25 shows nationwide, give away $2,000 to each contestant, book over 3,000 artists, and have no problems if I didn't have good intentions. And I think that's where it starts. You know what I'm saying? So some people get in the game and they have different intentions. They want to make money. They want to headbust. They want to get women. Some people want to destroy, kind of like the Joker on the Batman. He just wanted to destroy because he wanted to destroy. He didn't want no money. He could have all the money. You've seen in the movie, he slid down a whole mountain of money. He wasn't even tripping on that. And it is some people that want to destroy. And it's my, you know, daily job and objectives to stay away from them type of people because they are out there. So, you know, 2 Racks was made out of a frustration of not being able to get on to different things. It wasn't, you know, I have this music, I have this movement, but then you go to somebody and they don't even put you on. They don't even keep it real with you. They don't even have the heart to tell you, hey, that's not something I'm feeling. I'm not really digging that, but keep it up, brother, and I'm going to do something to maybe support you. Just keeping it a trillion. Cats rather hate on you and beat you down and crab in the bucket. So I made a name out of no name preaching that, you know, essentially to everybody that I come across.
The thing is, what people have to realize, like, you know, all the time you're asking, well, what am I getting out of it? What am I? If you come with that attitude, you're going to get that, what am I getting attitude, you know? And don't always be like, what am I getting something? Always expect to get something, but don't just be like, what am I getting out of it? But first of all, if you're getting involved in something and then you go ahead and with the procedures, then you're saying, what am I getting out of it? You should already know what you're getting out of it.
Independent artists is something else. I'm sure you know, they expect a lot. Oh, yeah. They're not willing to give nothing. So, you know, with that type of attitude, you can't really get nothing. I usually tell artists, like, you know, if they upset with something that I'm doing or they don't agree with the business that I'm doing, I say, hey, go into the store and go try to get a bottle of water and walk out of there and see if dude don't call the police on you. You know, like go eat some food and get served at the place, and they're going to give you all the hospitality. But when that bill comes, if you don't pay that bill, they're going to be looking at you crazy. So some people understand that better than others. You dig it?
That's real. Now, we want to go into the music aspect. So tell us, you know, about this Stop Hating in the Bay. How did you come about that?
Well,
in the title?
basically, Stop Hating in the Bay is like you know, you have artists that there's really a lot of talented artists here in the Bay Area that I know, in San Francisco especially. And every city that I go, it's the crab in the bucket mentality. They're pulling each other down. They don't do anything to push each other up as far as with a simple tweak to one another. Hey, man, check out my homeboy music, man. He got something going on. It's like the powers that be set up the structure so everybody is selfish and then everybody losing. So it's like they don't really understand that, and then they spend years and years trying to do something, and then it don't work out for them, and they become bitter, they get envious, they get hatred and jealousy on somebody who's trying to make something for themselves. So, you know, I just came up with it from the frustration of people hating, but in a positive, optimistic way, you know what I'm saying, and kicked it with my homeboy Trax a Million who dropped the beat. So, you know, I think we hit it on all angles with the song. I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yes, and I love it because I like that Stop Hating in the Bay flavor. I like the flavor of it.
Yeah, you be surprised. You know what's so sick? Because, you know, we have like these black and white photos that I put out all over. I put out hundreds of thousands of these posters, you know, 8x11 posters, and people that are familiar with me, they know this. And so I just basically just put, like, Selassie said, Stop Hating in the Bay. This means you. You know what I'm saying? I put that all over the country, and people just see that. I'm talking about, I know where to put it to where you pull up at a light. I know where to put it when you go into the liquor store. I know where to put it when you go to the cannabis club. I know where to put it where you're going to see what I'm doing. So in the process of that, people have seen it all over the country, that simple slogan, and not just rappers. I'm talking about squares, or, you know, the average white person or a priest. It really taps into all angles of people, because all people can feel like I'm being discriminated against, I'm being hated on, you know, you judging me. So it kind of strikes a chord with everybody who feels that way.
That's real. Now go ahead and introduce this for the first time on the Nicki Rich Show.
Oh, man, the Nicki Rich Show. I am Selassie, San Francisco's one of the baddest young brothers you ever hear. I hope that you dig the song. Thank you very much for having it. This is the Stop Hating in the Bay remix. Y'all, hope you dig it.
Stop hating, please!
Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. I'm trying to eat what I say. Put your 100,000 tapes like back in the day. Stop hating on me. Away. How you ever gonna hear what they gotta say?
I'll tell you how.
iTunes, I pop and play.
Okay.
Listen to your peers to listen to you, that's a fact.
That's a
number
fact.
One, golden rule, back in the days of born and back. Since 88, we trendsetters, start movement. Show the whole world independence, how we do it. You throw my puzzle off the pole,
how you know
I watch it. You're mad at how I came up in the game, it really shocked you. Grew up off Tupac, E-40, GOP hit. Mr. C, cool nut, throw me. It's White House land, this shit utterly ridiculous. Wasting time trying to hold me down, I'm too ambitious. Give your boys listen better yet, buy my CD. So like you said, stop hating off through your city. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. Can you check, press play? Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. I'm trying to eat what I say. Put the 100,000 tapes like back in the day.
Stop hating on me.
Like my mama used to say, don't knock until you try. If you're a savage artist, you should be ashamed of yourself. Especially if you're selfish and you don't offer help to your fellow MC. That means you and me. I'm from the sucker free city where hating is a no. No, I give you a shot. Man, we all we got. I'm not treading you high. I hope you make it to the top and you reach your zenith. Lock stronger together than the part is how I see it. I wish we could click up. Rest my essay partners. I'm not kid far, but
this is full of rock. Black and
crap in the bucket. Syndrome's not the move. Love in your heart, playboy, you can't lose.
Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. I'm trying to eat what I say. Put your 100,000 tapes like back in the day.
Stop hating on me.
Time and haven't reached my prime. My promo grind is respected worldwide. I'm in the face of a hater with my 3 cent sign. Catch me in restaurant windows, smoke shops, bulletin boards, newspaper stands in your neighborhood liquor store. That's where I'm supported the most. I never brag or boast, but say it loud.
I'm from the West Coast.
best dank on the planet, so prevalent. Provided every play term in the game makes us relevant. I'm not the Bay president, I'm not even the prince, but I bet I'm one of the hardest working brothers in this field. My generation called the dipping, now they call the scraping. We called it animosity and now it's flat hating. I'm never speculating on your music if I haven't listened. I never gossip, I uphold our tradition. Stop hating in the bank, here's my CD by the way. In your deck, press play, hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bank, I'm trying to eat what I say. Push $100,000 tape flight back in the day.
Going hard, that goes in. That's like one of those, you know how you party, you just don't want to stop. You want to keep it going. You can keep that track going.
right on. That's what's up. You know what? Because, you know, I went and got a beat. My boy Track Chameleon made that beat. So he rocked, you know, he done a lot of stuff with like 40, and I mean, the list goes on and on. And so,
and it sounds,
you know,
like E-40.
I'm gonna do a little, don't trip, I'm gonna get them on it, you know, I'm pushing. They know about Selassie, they know about, I'm one of the hardest working brothers in the game, you know, they know, but once it get cool, you know, I don't got that budget. I don't work with that. I just work off of gall and wit and hard work. And, you know, I've done shows with 40 Know Me, and, you know, I'm going to do a sick remix. It's coming this summer, so watch. But you know, that kind of get my point across, because I'm a revolutionary hip-hop artist. So, you know, but you still got to be kind of current with the time. So that's like a current beat, you know what I'm saying? But I still didn't compromise my lyrics. I wasn't on there, hey, talking something, you know. I still kept it trill, so that's why it relates. Game recognized game, like JT the Bigger Figure say, you know.
Yes, I love it, because, I could still... What it reminds me of, you know how in the summertime you at a cookout and they start playing this song, everybody playing cards and just getting it in.
That's
what it
reminds
me of. That's
where people actually dance.
Yeah.
Like, I done made a lot of songs where people don't dance. So, you know how they go to the party, you know, my music, people just stare at you like, you know. But this one, you know, I play it and the girls are dancing and the dudes are dancing. I was like, all right, I got something with this.
That's real. That is real. It's hot.
Right
and,
on.
You know,
I appreciate you playing it. I so do. Thank you so much, sister.
Oh, man, we got it in heavy rotation. Yes. Well, we got it. We've been playing it.
That's what's up. I'm getting on my computer game more. Like, now I'm going to be able to tune in. I'm going to sign up, you know, to the show. I'm going to get in because I've been very computer literate. But I'm getting it now, like 2012. I'm getting a little better, so... I'm going to be a regular listener and a regular supporter. Absolutely. You know, I'm not like a fair weather friend.
You have to be that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, cause for sure, like, my artists, I mean, I got about, I'm telling you, like, real talk, I got, like, 2,000 CDs from independent artists that I listen to, you know, from my two-rack show. You know, I'm not in a box where, you know, mainstream hip-hop, one thing, but I'm, like, a higher-ground hip-hop. I'm not... underground hip-hop, but I call myself a higher ground hip-hop artist, breaking away from the underground. Like all of us, we're not underground, you know, like we hitting under the couch. Like we the game, we higher ground hip-hop, you ask me. So, you know, I kind of coined the term higher ground hip-hop, and that's what we're doing, you know, with the 450 million independent artists out there, you know what I'm saying, that all are pretty dope if you really listen to them, because I listen to hip-hop, and I'm outside of myself to say, that's dope, that's pretty cool. You know, I might not be the biggest supporter or join his fan club and go to his shows and be a groupie, but I could be like, yo, dude is dope. I could dig it, and then I'll remember him, and then as the game goes, we'll cross. That's how it goes.
That's real. It's so true.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to go.
And that's why I always play the artists out here. You know, it's so much talent, and I'm always playing the independent artists. And, you know, we have the mainstream on here, and I know a lot of people say, you have a lot of mainstream. Well, we have a lot of independent, too. You just can't tell.
Absolutely.
You can't tell who it's
up. Absolutely. Yeah, like you do. Like, that's a great point. Like, you have a balance. You know, it don't got to be my mm-hmm. way and they way. It could be a balance. You know what I'm saying? And so that's better anyway. That's how we grew up, hip-hop. We had a balance. We didn't just have one way that
yeah.
we pushed down the public's throat. We had a balance. So it's very
that's
important
real.
To maintain that balance to this new generation because, you know, and it's cool, too. And it's like I thank God all the time because, you know, I never thought that I'd be in a position to maybe where I inspire, but I do. Like, I play basketball. The youngsters call me OG. I really looked at myself. They called me OG. I was tripping. OG, pass me the ball. So I was like, wait a minute. It happened. I mean, like, I'm OG now. So and I'm like, I'm reaching them, and they're getting at me for advice, and I'm training them to do the same thing as far as to be a young entrepreneur, be on your own and think on your own. You know, ideas are great. You know, you can
mm-hmm.
you can do a lot with an idea. So it's very cool to be in a position to inspire and not destroy the world. You dig it?
Yeah, I dig it. Yes,
yeah.
sir.
What's up
now,
with you, though? Everything cool? You know, I ain't trying to be the interviewer, but, you know, everything. My Gina was telling me about the show, and I really looked it up, and you're doing some great work, and, you know, yourself, and, you know, I'm very blessed to be on your show. I mean, and then with Assassin coming on later, you feel me? I mean, whoa, like, that's a whole nother level.
Yes, you know, we getting ready for Florida. That's our focus for this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Florida. Yeah, we go two racks in Florida. And, you know, we did it like four times out there.
Tell
it goes down.
Tell everybody about the two racks because
okay,
the
cool.
Nikki Rich show will be in the mix.
Yes, I can't wait. Oh, yeah, I forgot I'm going to meet you in Orlando. I'm about to jump out the window. No, not for real, though. No, okay, that's going to be cool. Okay. Yeah, the two racks is the 32 contestant single elimination 5-round original music contest. You don't got to do no battle rap. You don't have to do no insult rap. It's meant to market, promote, and expose independent talent, and that's what we're doing. In-house talent is my management, and we have a wide network of independent artists. Reverb Nation sponsors my event. Musicology, I mean, Hip Hop Congress, I mean, all the sponsors that I'm not mentioning now, my apologies, but we got a whole bunch of people riding with the two racks. And we've done it in Orlando, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Austin, Texas during South by Southwest, Seattle, a couple other spots I'm forgetting, you dig it, but all over the map. And we just did New York. May 6th, our 25th show. You know, shouts out to Loose
mm-hmm.
Cannons, a bad young brother that won New York. And then we're going to Orlando, my 26th show. And Orlando is fully booked. And that just shows you the power that we're gaining because all of my shows are becoming fully booked and, you know, all the contestants. And it's really something very special. So independent artists out there, it's meant to help you. It's not meant to take away from you. You definitely have to have a budget. It's not something that you can just do for free, but you have to have a budget. And if you entrepreneurial and you out there doing your thing, then that should be nothing to you. You know, I don't have to explain to you or we don't have to have a discussion why you don't have a budget. You know, you can know that before you get down with the movement. And then it'll definitely pay off for you, you know, as far as a good investment in your career.
That's real. Now, I'm going to tell you another event that you haven't. That's where I need to be. Tell us a little bit about that Tupac
uh-oh.
Event. That's what
uh-oh,
I'm talking
that
about.
Tupac party. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We might have to bring you out here. Where are you at? You in Florida?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. We're going to have to figure this out. I'm telling you. Okay, I'm going to tell you. We're doing, last year I did Tupac's birthday when he turned 40. So it was really cool. We had Rapping Forte. You know, that's one of the homeboys, one of the homies that raised me. You know, Rapping Forte was doing it. He came through.
Yes.
And now I'm doing it again this year. Yeah, that's the homie. I'm going to connect you for sure with all my real people that would love to, you know you and your network and your folks. I'm connected to some real hitters out here in the Bay Area, some real timers. So,
I love
in the Tupac party, we got Mac Moore, we got Ray Love, we got Spice One, we got Rappin' Forte, we got 5150, all them cats that really know about that old school Bay. We got Marvelous with
yeah.
Chivo. I mean, we got it's everybody in the house. I think Shock G coming through. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be big. So we just playing all Tupac for 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? Just all Tupac dancing. You know what I'm saying? And people doing what they do. So the whole Bay Area is super excited about the show. So if you're out there, you can make it. It's at the Mezzanine in San Francisco. It's going to be one of the biggest parties of the year if you like Tupac and you like to get down.
Yes. see, that's something Nicki Rich show need to be at. That's hot.
That's
going to
be hot.
Party.
That's going to be. That's going to be.
Everybody
that's gonna
just
be,
listening because we got the people.
Hot.
Yeah, everybody in California, we got people who from Cali right now listening. And we got some major things going on in Cali as well that we're going to probably release later on tonight. But, yeah, definitely. It's a lot of listeners. Y'all got to go to the party. Now, how can they get the information and tickets or whatever have you they might need if they wanted to be a part of this?
Yeah, y'all can get tickets at it's basically Tupac, T-U-P-A-C-B-Day, B-D-A-Y, dot Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T, Brite, B-R-I-T-E dot com. And on my website, SelassieFrisco.com, S-E-L-L-A. S-S-I-E Frisco, F-R-I-S-C-O.com. And you can get all the information there and grab tickets. They're $15 right now. You don't want to wait to the door and get your tickets in. That's why people are buying tickets now. And, you know, when I do parties, it'd be cool. It's like an old school environment. Like, it don't be no funk. It don't be no problems. Like, people could come and really have fun. If it's a hater, it's going to be 150 people going to escort him out. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be outside. We're going to close the door. So my parties are kind of, like, known for that, and I'm very proud of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so we don't never have no tweets. You know, that's very, you know, you got to have luck and all that. But, you know, you got to give what you want to get in the game. So most of the time, people come to my parties and they give me love. I can, like, turn my back and turn away, and it's a cat not trying to do nothing to me but give me some love. What's up, Solidic Man? And genuine handshake, brother, give me a serious hug like I'm his brother or something like that. So it's a real serious movement that I got going right here in the Bay Area right now.
That's real. That's love. That is love. See, I love to see an artist. I mean, I want to call you. I'm just going to call you CEO because you about business. Your name is Mr. CEO. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, people be, because that business, man, that business, you got to have that business. And like I say, all business ain't bad business, you know. I used to say, I'm so anti-corporation, and somebody with some game laced me up and said, you don't got to be anti-corporation. You know, you could be anti-crooked corporation, but, you know, you could start a corporation, a young brother from the ghetto, you know, with an idea and make it to where it's something that improves everything, you know. So I've been blessed to do that. I guess that was my destiny when I was walking, going to school, walking in the back roads broke and watching everybody else before it was my turn. And I used to say, if I ever get my chance, this is what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm doing, and I ain't strayed away from that. And that's why it's going cool.
That's real.
Yeah. So we're going to have to bring you to the show. I don't think you're going to have to trip. We're going to figure it out because in the next couple of days, everything's going to be real cool. Everything's going to start generating. So
man, we're
going to
have a
blast.
Yes. And also, you know, I definitely want to shout out Gina of In-House Talent. When I tell you she is the bomb. She's
yeah,
the bomb.
Gina's bad. You know, I couldn't do nothing without her. You know, I definitely understand
you
that.
Can.
We make a good team. You know, we created this together. I'm not, you always have, you know, every good man, there's a woman. You know, if y'all don't know about that, you don't know nothing. So I do definitely have a good woman that supports me with my business and holds it down. So, you know, and we're a good team as far as what we've built. So it's definitely something that is cool, you know, and we maintain it, you know, through a lot of hard times. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy, and it's just me and her. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like no miraculous team, but more, if you really trip, like Twitter started with like 8 employees, and Instagram I think was like 12, you know, and you know Facebook dude had about 6. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a lot of people to do some big things. You just have to really want to do it.
That's real.
Yeah.
And see, you know, it's hot, you know, and I think it's always good to have a good team, you know. And and Gina, you know, she made it happen. She made this happen. So I definitely wanted to be sure and let everybody know across the globe. Shout out to In-House Talent and Selassie for coming on the Nicki Rich Show. We thank you.
Thank you very much for having me, and continued success to the show. I'll be tuning in. I'm going to find out how to sign in and do all that right now. And all the listeners, please continue to support. All you got to really do is just tell somebody about the show. I'm going to tell you how to keep it a trillion, like my boy Equipto be saying. Keep it a trillion. All you got to do is just tell somebody about the show. Yo, man, it was this dope show I listened to, man. Nikki Rich Show, you got to check it out. I'm going to give you the link. If everybody do that that's listening, it's going to double, triple, quadruple the listeners, and that's how you do it. So signing out from San Francisco, California, Selassie, yo. Thank you.
Much love, Selassie. We thank you for being our guest, and we're going to end this with Stop Hating on the Bay. We're going back to it.
Stop hating, please.
Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I got to say. Stop hating in the Bay. I'm trying to eat what I say. Put your 100,000 tapes like back in the day. Stop hating on me.
Hey.
Hypocrite. Stop hating on me. Rappers in the Bay, everybody tight in their own special way. How you ever gonna hear what they gotta say?
I'll tell you how.
iTunes, I pop and play.
Okay.
To your peers to listen to you, that's a fact.
Number
one, golden rule, back in the days of Born and Mac. Since 88, we transcended, start movement. Show the whole world independence, how we do it. You throw my puzzle off the pole,
how you know
I watch it. You mad at how I came up in the game, it really shocked you. Grew up off Tupac, he's 40, GOP hit. Mr. T, cool nut, told me. It's quite outlandish, you're utterly ridiculous. Wasting time trying to hold me down, I'm too ambitious. Give your boy listen, better yet, buy my CD. So like you said, stop hating all through your city. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. Can you check, press play? Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. I'm trying to eat what I say. Put the 100,000 tapes like back in the day.
Stop hating on me.
Hey.
Hypocrite.
Stop hating on me.
Hey.
Hater.
Stop hating on me.
Hey.
JK.
Stop hating on me.
Hey.
Best talent right here in our backyard.
Backyard.
Had to do it. Had to pull the whole Bay's car.
I had to do it.
If you really don't like it, like my mama used to say, don't knock it till you try it. If you're an established artist, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Hey,
especially if you're selfish and you don't offer help to your fellow MC. That means you and me. I'm from the sucker free city where hating is a no.
No,
I give you a shot, man. We all we got. I'm not threatening you hot. I hope you make it to the top and you reach the zenith. Lock stronger together than the part is how I see it. I wish we could click up west, man. Stay partners. I'm not kid boss, but
black
and crap in the bucket syndrome's not the move. Put some love in your heart, playboy, you can't lose.
Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. I'm trying to eat what I say. Put the 100,000 tapes like back in the day.
Stop hating on me.
Hey.
Hypocrite.
Stop hating on me.
Hey.
Player hater.
Stop hating on me.
You know what it is, yeah. All I got, yeah.
Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream. Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream, dream. Oh my God, it's a dream, dream, dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a dream, dream.
Yeah.
Gold in my hand won't fold. I've been roaming these streets since I was 6 years old. Got demons on both shoulders. This world's so cold. See, it's a war going on. They fighting over my soul. See, I got lost in the streets and found my way back. We getting money. If you ain't about that, holla back. I don't only with the real. It's a few I trust. It's one of the bust ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Come on,
creeping on the come up.
Come up
back against the wall with my up. Won't hesitate on anyone who run up.
Yeah.
Keep thinking I won't do ya. Bang ya with the
yeah.
With the roof on your face, and I got your mandula.
Got your mandula.
You know your family don't really wanna lose ya.
Lose ya.
Wouldn't wanna be ya. Sorry if I knew
what?
Ya. See, I'm a rider until I die. Do what I do and keep my head to the sky. Just to get by.
Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream. Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream, dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a dream,
uh-huh.
Oh my God, it's a dream, dream.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream. Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a college dream, dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a dream, dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a dream, dream.
sniffing, I got that. Hustle hard for the money I be making. Licks I be hitting, them chances that I be taking. Sitting and patient, waiting, cake baking. My motivation, you with all that hating. Paper chasing, money hungry, little. Ain't no take it outside, cause I got it on the little. Grind hard, know I keep the money coming quick. Approach so slick, when rolling I toss. Get off, counting this money, flipping them bricks. If I don't make it to the top, well, then I'm hood rich and I'ma die behind mine. I hope for real. Told ya, check my background. The boy Wild Magnolia just got a kite from a Ladon. He in Angola. Say them people talking about they bout to free a soldier. You did?
Dedication, guaranteed, I'ma make it, it's guaranteed, I'ma take it to a whole new height, cross country, overseas, rockin' mic, won't stop till I get where I'm going, so you better make way, cause the records is growing, never settling for less, always want more, talking blood money, coming straight from the core, smooth as the water, brush against the shore, easy money, busting straight through the door, dead end, getting money out the law, and know about the struggle when it rains, it pours. I started from the bottom, and now I'm on top. I represent the bottom. New Orleans off top, and I'm taking off a bottom. And undo a top, cause I'm f***ing all up. Getting money round the clock. All I got, all I got.
All I got is a dollar, it's a dream. Dream, all I got is a dollar, it's a dream. Dream, dream.
What up, London? Lone Tune, Big Joe, Exotic, Kush in my lane, yeah, it's going down, blowing on that ooh-wee, we smell like a pound, Exotic, 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 I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it, Pep through with me, I flew them all in town, young line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Big Joe, that's my logo.
Logo.
Wanna book a show called Coco? How you living, lonely? YOLO. Are you still rocking bolo? Hit her one time, she wants some momo. You can have that,
had it.
That my old. I got
some more,
load account, no
cash.
Kush in the air, blowing hella smoke.
Kush in my lane, yeah, it's going down.
Blowing on that ooh-wee, we smell like a pound. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Bad bitch with me, I flew them all in town. Young front line, we got plenty of rounds. It'll burn your throat,
burn your throat.
Dip it in the lean for the flavor,
flavor.
Dip it in the lean for the flavor,
flavor.
Exotic,
exotic.
Kushal in my body,
body.
Honestly in my wallet,
wallet.
Bottle in my pocket,
pocket.
Blowing on that Bobby,
Bobby.
Ride round with that got it,
got it.
Meet me in the lobby,
lobby.
Meet me in the lobby, yeah.
Push in my lean,
yeah, it's going down.
Blowing on that ooh wee, we smell like a pound.
Exotic, exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. Baby, with me, I flew them all in town. Young front line, we got plenty of rounds. Exotic, 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 exotic. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. My whip foreign, my back boring. My mother around the world is like I'm world touring. You don't make it rain, but I keep it pouring on that
I'm in the cloud soaring. My girl exotic too, I keep a passport. You hustle backwards, I hustle fast forward too. So many diamonds in my damn chain, that's what the cash for. Your girl can't ignore it. Pushing my lane, yeah, it's gon'.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Jada Marie, and I'm rocking out with Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Jada Marie Online. And y'all make sure you get my new single, Hate Diet, on iTunes now. Much love.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-ray. You are listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com.
Wait for the right number. Crown winners this summer. Play after play.
I'm on my 25th hour, like, hey, here we go again. Play after play, hey, my trap house on ESPN.
Right.
So many highlights, I could top 10. My top 10, all I got is junkies. My like, what is friends? See all my contacts. My roommate, it is a chopper, ain't no dealer, more like a healer. I find this so awkward if my things, when they get sick, call ski before a doctor. Have them sweating, shaking and stinging, buddy, what's your problem?
And I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners in summers.
Yeah.
Play after play, play after play, play after play. Couple fives in the under,
under.
They ain't switching numbers.
Phone.
I play after play, after play,
look,
after play.
Phone buzz bleeping beep up, boy, what the f**k you won't speak up? Melissa waiting at the store and Justin about to pull up. Lil Youngin hit my line like, big bro, pay you for a cooker. Plus finally want to link up like I ain't been needing a hooker. Here come begging, mad, always broken, wanting a hooker. I'm down to my last, telling you get out or put up. It's money, I'm how you what, a sucker, pick one.
I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners in summer.
Yeah.
Play after play, play after play,
play
after play. Couple fives in the under.
Under.
They ain't switching numbers.
My phone.
Said I play after play, after play,
yeah,
after play.
Okay, I'm play after play, play after play, play after play. Play. Say play. What you made, but you gon' pay what you wait. Make a play, you will be all hell off the ski. All scale shot with me, only
okay.
Grand's
okay.
OG.
Okay.
Let me think. Can't remember last time I missed a call. Online all time, I keep a runner on call. In the extra line open, I'm blowing after rolling. I throw it down, sell it, never moving. What I'm the same number, only rolling since 06 to 418. Same plug, I get them yams on the strip. 401k. Do I really need a job in this G? 501s in the K. Yeah, oh, I'm hood rich. Make a play,
play
like a fast break, LeBron on the sun.
LeBron.
God, hey, it's my phone ringing right now. I make a play,
play
like a fast break, LeBron with the slam.
I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners in summer.
Yeah.
Play after play,
play
after play,
play
after play.
Play.
Couple fives in the under.
Under.
They pay switching numbers.
My phone.
I play after play, after play, after play.
Play.
As I stroll alone along the sidewalk, to the side stop, tilt my head forward, gaze aimed at the concrete. What do I see? A road staring back at me. With long black hair, its petals, the stare so mellow, tone off yellow, tan stem with the shapes developed. Subtly humbling, humming melodies, releases a musk in the breeze. electrifying touch sends rushes deep in my bones. Somehow still has a hopeful view of life, though she walks it alone. Torn by a violent side, affected by times she's spent fighting the tides of sewage that passes through where she grows up, grew up enduring a storm, head on, headstrong, lost in her head, pondering those she knows that are dead. Fallen friends, good vibes, one day karma will send her to the other side of the fence, where grass is greener, no grass beneath her, just concrete times that lasted years, grew from the water of the draft of tears she shed, missing her dearest, in tune with her spirit, she doesn't fear it, mutes her soft voice so she could hear its whispers, echoes from her heart, it ripples to two lips that she blows as kisses as she speaks, leaves men lusting, they wanna own her, place her by the button of their suit coats, slick talk goes through both ears, never been a victim of smooth quotes, a few tokes of the weed that grows a few feet from her, releases smoke, a relieving moment, buzz she loves, till interrupted by the buzz of bugs, bugging, trying to get their stinger in her, frontin', thinking it'll win her, figure, nah, she just wants sun rays in her.
Heartfelt speech, voice of a singer.
Suffocates when she feels a bad aura around her. When she chills, the rose that rose in the crack of the concrete grew to the shape of my homegirl, pink.
Watered by the rainy day, she's been tried in every way. Wants to take a breath and wonders when her day will come. She'll be picked up by the one to take her out the struggle. Staring with the sweetest smile, dimples in her cheeks of fire. In her eyes, ambitious on the rise. Going through those harder times, be patient, words of mine. Be alright, it'll be alright.
Twitter at the Medicis, and that was Rose and Concrete. You listen to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. We getting it in live. We're coming up on our second interview, so you don't want to miss this. We're going to play one of the Bay Area songs. It's by Young World, and it's called Like Aw. And we're going to go to that, and then we're going to bring in our guest for tonight. All right, y'all get it started. Young World.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Life is great. Glass full of whips with paper plates.
Young World.
I feel good.
Let's
life is great. Garage full of whips with paper plates.
Young World.
I feel good. Life is great. Some might love me and some might hate. I feel good. Life is great. Some might love me and some might hate. Like, oh, I don't know what you want to pick. And every time she try to talk it out, I'm coming on a list. Like, oh, my, you need to slow down. The only way to get my attention is when you go down. Which car I'ma pull up in, it ain't no telling. Which girl I'ma run up in, it ain't no telling. We in the club like Long Island iced tea. Your girl flirting, oh, I think she like me. Probably because she ain't met a nigga like me. Later on, we gon' do a movie like Spike Lee. I'm so icy, but I'm not Gucci, man. Expensive watch on my wrist with a Louis band. I'm on fire, yes, I am. I got the eyes of a fighter, Jean-Claude Van Damme. She look good, but her friend look better. Look, show me your cash, better mill, yeah, I get her.
I feel good,
life is great. Some might love me and some might hate.
I feel good,
life is great.
on the pick, and every time she try to talk it out, I'm coming on the lip. I'm like, oh, ma, you need to slow down. Only way to get my attention is when you go down.
I got three girls with me, Minaj like Nicki. Plus, we bout to burn a Lucy, no Ricky. Popping bottles of rosé, shout out to Rick Ross. I'm with a model finna get missing like Chris Cross. She like my swagger, she say she like the way I talk. Is it because I'm from the West and she from New York? $300 jeans on, yeah, I'm high maintenance. Play that song, my genuine girl, cause I'm anxious. Little mama thick, thicker than Melissa Ford. I'm trying to see some TNA because I'm getting bored. I'm so hot, I think I should probably chill. How you gonna change my mind, girl, if that's how I feel?
Life is great. Some might love me and some might hate.
I feel good.
Life is great. Some might love me and some might hate. Like, oh, I don't know what you want to pick. And every time you try to talk it out, I'm coming on a list. Like, oh, ma, you need to slow down. Only way to get my attention is when you go down.
Go short. It's your birthday. I'm dressing like it's Friday, but it's only Thursday. So go short. It's your birthday. If you drink, we got Magnum bottles of rosé. So go short. It's your birthday. I'm dressing like it's Friday, but it's only Thursday. So go short. It's your birthday. If you drink, we got Magnum bottles of rosé.
Feel good. Life is great. Some might love me and some might hate.
I feel good.
Life is great. Some might love me and some might hate. Like, oh, I don't know what you want to pick. And every time you try to talk it out, I'm coming on a list. Like, oh, ma, you need to slow down. Only way to get my attention is when you go down.
It's the Nicki Rich Show. 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 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, with the flip, yo. Bringing all the latest vibes, the hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NickiRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Your station is to make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
7:30 to 9:30. All right, all right. You know what it is. It is the Nicki Rich Show, broadcasting live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Carolinas representing both Carolinas. Right now, it's the second half of the Nicki Rich Show. I want to tell all the first-time listeners, you can catch us Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As well, you can find us on podcast. You can download it out of iTunes for free. It doesn't cost a thing. And you can also log on to blogtalkradio.com/TheNickiRichShow. That is the official way to listen to the Nicki Rich Show. And you can go to NickiRichShow.com, where you'll find all the interviews and information, the prior guests. And, you know, if you want to be a part of this mix, all you have to do is go there, and we have all the information for you. And it doesn't take too long. It's just real quick. Just type in NickiRichShow.com. And that's official, y'all. And right now we're getting geared up for our guests. So all the callers, if you want to talk to our guests tonight, take down a notepad and call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And we just had a special guest, Selassie. And right now we're going to, no further ado, we would like to welcome none other than DJ King Assassin. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show.
Nicki Rich in the house. Nicki Rich, I love you, Nicki Rich. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on the Nicki Rich Show, man. It's just an honor to be on the Nicki Rich Show, you dig? I mean,
yes, it's an honor to have you. You are the man. You're the man.
Big shout out to Charlotte out there, Charlotte, North Carolina, everybody in the East Coast, out there in New York, of course, out over here in the West Coast, and can't forget about the dirty and dirty South out there in the ATL, all the way down to Texas, all the way to Florida. You know what I mean? It's definitely an honor to be on the East
Coast. I love that we can talk. You know, we on the East Coast and we on the West Coast. You know, I love that we can talk so far. You know, it's worldwide. This is global here. That's what I love.
That's
we have people tuned in from all over the world just to listen to DJ King Assassin.
And that's what's so lovely about the internet, you know, and the phone and communications and stuff like that, because I think it definitely brought the whole community together when it comes to worldwide awareness of what's going on and what's trending and what is hot in your city and your community to share it with others. You know, I think that's an incredible situation.
That's
very
powerful,
especially Twitter. Boy, that's a monster.
Twitter, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I got everything going ham. It's my Twitter going ham, my Facebook, because everything is linked right now.
Yeah.
So everything is going ham. If y'all hear any discrepancies, you know why.
That's right.
But we live with DJ King Assassin. Tell everybody where you're originally from. I know I love that accent.
Well, I'm originally from, you know, born in the Yay area. You know what I mean? San Jose, San Jose, California. That's where I'm originally from. Then moved out here to L.A., Los Angeles. So, you know, I got the best of both worlds. Northern California to Southern California, you know what I mean, and work with the best of the best all the way from the Bay to L.A., you know what I mean? Of course, everybody knows a lot of the credits. If you're from California, you know I've put in extensive work of everybody from, we'll start with the Bay, from San Quentin to JT, the bigger figure, to Kugnut, rest in peace, to Rappin' Forte, Tupac Shakur, Shock G, Mike Mosley, a lot of, you know, producers, a lot of artists, a lot of movie directors out here in L.A. Of course, everybody knows the scratching I did on Eazy-E's album. Of course, everybody knows the legendary Cocaine, who is the most featured artist in the world. Big shout-out to Ruthless. Ruthless still in the building. Ruthless for life. Ruthless Records. If it wasn't for Eazy-E, a lot of us wouldn't be where we're at right now. Big shout-out to rest in peace to Eazy-E. You know, and everybody that just is making moves out here in the West Coast, you know, I've worked with them all, you know what I mean? So, and if I haven't, then I will, you know, especially the newcomers, the youngsters that is coming up. That's what I love. I love exposing new talent. I mean, that's my job as a DJ, to break these records. Real DJs break records, and real records break DJs.
I appreciate that, because they do need their records broken.
That's
they have
right.
to reach out to the DJs. They are the ones who make it happen. You're the ones that get it on air and let everybody listen to it.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, that's just a little background of, you know, as far as the West Coast is concerned. But, of course, I branched out, you know, a lot over the years and did a lot of work out there in New York, you know, with Wyclef, Toussaint St. John. You know, I did a lot of work with him. I'm actually heading back out there in July to finish some stuff up there with Clef. So, you know, it's a beautiful ride, man. I love, you know, networking. I think that's the that's the big part about this. And we got some incredible surprises coming up. And Atlanta's going to love me for this. Putting together something with Bone Crusher right now. Me and Bone Crusher and the Block Boys. I'll be doing their new album as well. So big shout out to the Bone Crusher. That's big news that just came today. So this is like exclusive news that nobody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so T.I. will be on the album. We got 2 Chainz on the album. It's going to be crazy. So be on the lookout for that new Bone Crusher hosted by DJ King Assassin coming to a
and
city
awesome.
Near you.
I know you got some other news that we haven't disclosed yet.
Oh, man, what news is that? Oh, my goodness, are we disclosing it?
We in the works of some big things over there.
Oh, that? Oh, my goodness. Are you sure you want to tell them? I don't think they're ready for that news, Nikki.
No, they ain't ready for that one. They ain't ready for that one.
So we might as well let them know, though. We might as well let them know when it's going to be real big, and it's a family thing, and it has to do with everybody that's listening right now. And I know everybody's going to be hyped up about this. So, Nikki, you want to tell them? You want to tell them now?
No, you can go ahead if you want to.
Check it out. You know, I'm the type of cat that always been into networking real big and making a lot of incredible things happen, especially when it comes to radio, you know what I mean? And I love radio. I love the DJs. I love – everybody knows that. And you know, we got 98.2 to beat LA, which is, syndicated worldwide, everywhere. You know, it's real big out here, real big. A lot of you might have heard of it. Some of you haven't. But for those that have, we got a big announcement for all the Nikki Rich Show fans. She will be syndicated, folks, on 98.2 to beat LA. So her show is actually going to be going right through our broadcast system, which is broadcasted through mixshowblast.com, 98.2thebeat.com, starforcehiphop.com, which is one of the biggest video sites coming up, you know, in the U.S. right now, ranking in the top 100,000 in the world. So, you know, we're definitely putting full force with the Nikki Rich Show, and I'm excited about that, and that is tremendous big news, and I just got to give it up to Nikki Rich. We welcome her with open arms on the syndication, and thanks for doing what you do, Nikki Rich, by having, you know, cats like myself, you know, cats that are up and coming, and of course the mainstream cast. We need a little bit of it all.
That's, man, real.
To balance everything out.
That's,
yep,
real.
That's what it is. That's what it is. The Nikki Rich Show, folks. I'm not getting...
DJ King Assassin in the building, giving the new news.
That's right. Exclusive DJ King Assassin news right there with the Nikki Rich Show broadcasting syndicated worldwide. You did.
That's what it is. Syndicated worldwide, Nikki Rich Show. Let's get it. Now, we got that Tupac, that DJ King Assassin featuring Tupac, just the way you want it. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, see, we put this one together because we had Tupac acapella that we had originally been in the studio with. So what we did, we flipped the track in. Also, what I did was I brought back one of the original singers. If you ever heard Brenda's Got a Baby, you know, my boy produced that track, and also my girl sang on it, which,
mm-hmm,
is Ronice. Ronice was the original singer on Brenda's Got a Baby. So what we did, me and Ronice got together, and we really had to bring back the essence of the real Tupac sound. We actually did a mixtape called The Way He Wanted It, Tupac The Way He Wanted It. And I brought in all the OG Tupac producers, myself, Shock G, Mike Mosley, Rick Rock, you know, heavy hitters that used to work with Pac out here in California. So Johnny J, rest in peace. You know what I mean? And we did this mixtape called Tupac The Way He Wanted It. And we decided to make a song because that mixtape just got so big, you know, out here in the United States and worldwide, especially overseas. If you just Google Tupac The Way He Wanted It, you probably heard some of the underground songs that we put together and done for Pac. And what we did was we put them out the way he wanted it. Why I say that is for the simple fact is we didn't mess with none of the tracks as far as we kept the people that was supposed to be on it. You know what I mean? Like when they did his releases, Tupac's releases, and they re-released this stuff, they put other cats on there that didn't even know Pac. You know what I mean? So don't get fooled by the record labels after his death, you know, by having all these artists on it that never even knew Pac. That's why we did Tupac The Way He Wanted It, put everybody who he knew, got the original producers together. If we switched up anything, we switched up some beats, you know, to make it more relevant and to get the acapellas and just mix it down the right way I was supposed to be mixed down. Now, this track right here is with me and Ronnie's and Tupac. It's called Just The Way You Want It. Check it out. Right here, Nikki Rich Show. Keep it on.
Here we go.
DJ King of Bad, Nikki Rich.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thug style out this motherfucker. Niggas throw your hands in the air. If you got deep, make your speakers pop. I want motherfucking police trying to pull niggas over on this one. We taking this one to the whole other level.
Hey, yo.
My younger homies
are
in
the
That track right there, just you know, remixing and putting that together and getting back with Ronice, who sang on Brenda's Got a Baby, and feeling that whole essence like if it was like Tupac was alive again. It kind of reminded me when I seen him at Coachella out over here. We was at Coachella. It was crazy, man. That was a crazy experience, too, just to see the hologram and just to think if he was still alive right now, you know.
That's real. Yes, rest in peace, man. That was hot. I've been, you know, playing it, and I was like, I really love that song. That's why I played it first, because it's just something about it. You know, it just takes you back. It's that feel good.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what we miss in today's music a lot is, you know, not knocking today's music, but 80% of it is that they just don't put, you know, enough essence of feeling into today's music when it comes to hip-hop. I think that's one thing, you know, this goes to all the youngsters, everybody listening, to really, you know, feel your tracks and really be a part of it and absorb it. And, you know, a lot has to do, too. It's not just the rappers, it's the producers, too. So, you know, if you're a producer out there, you know, go that extra mile to
mm-hmm.
really make a real record. Make a real record. Don't just put on the beat machine and make a quick, fast beat and put a couple little, you know, analog tones on there with a little, you know, simple string and loop
yeah.
it. I mean, go
the little boy.
And, yeah, really orchestrate some stuff, because that's what we did as producers back in the days. We,
mm-hmm.
we orchestrate, especially in the early 90s, you know what I mean? So, you know, to tell you my age, I was born the same year as Tupac, 1971, so I've been doing this for a long time, you know what I mean, a long time, and boy, oh boy, it's just a trip to see how today's music is to where it was yesterday, you know what I mean, and I think it could get back to that realm if Cass just concentrate a little bit more on the music and come with some incredible lyrics. It's good to talk about the money, the cash, the bread, the women,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think it's good to, like Pac, he touched on every aspect in life.
Yes, he was lyrical, and, I mean, he was deep. He was like,
yeah.
the things that he talked about, you see things happening right now. Like, you'd be like,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Exactly.
That at that time, it wasn't happening, you know? And when you think about it, you'd be like, man, it's crazy. He was very, to me, like a conscious rapper. I mean, it's just
exactly.
real life.
Exactly, and he finished songs real fast, man. One thing, you know, I want to try to fit everything I can while I'm on this interview about Tupac, too, since we're covering it. He finished songs, like, in 15 minutes. He would write that song, like we did a song called Real Bad Boys, and he finished that song in 15 minutes, writing it in like 15 minutes, but when he dropped it, it took him like less than 10 minutes to drop that 16-measure verse. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
It was just natural to him, you know, when he dropped songs. And he was smart. He was a smart dude. He wasn't like people might portray him like, you know, just being crazy and all that. No, he was far from that in the studio, but the media portrayed it that way. Of course, they caught the craziness. Everybody has a little bit of craziness in them. I don't care what you say. If your life is being documented, you know what I mean? Everybody goes ham, period. It's just that the media was so much on him, they only caught them parts of him, you know, whether it was the police, you know, getting in trouble with the police and getting caught up with, you know, the females in the hotels and stuff like that. Then in
mm-hmm.
the morning they scream and rape. I mean, that happens to just everyday people. It's just when you're famous.
Every day.
Yeah, and you're doing things, that stuff just is, you know, looked upon and blasted out there because it's controversy, you know. And another thing, Pac, I never knew what a Lexus was back in the days, you know what I mean? I never knew. I mean, I was up on game, don't get me wrong, on cars and all that, but Pac would drive to the studio. It looked like a Camry to me when I seen it. I said, you know, it was a gold Lexus, and I'll never forget. I never even asked him about the car, but it just like, you know, years later you think about stuff when you reminisce on situations. And, yeah, Pac had a gold Lexus when nobody knew what a Lexus was.
Oh,
it wasn't
yeah.
like it was yeah, it didn't look like it was like all flashy and all that or whatever, but I just said, no, this is a new looking car here. And it wasn't something like, oh man, this shit is crazy. You know what I mean? It was just more like, oh, okay, yeah, this is a different car. I've never seen this kind before. And then I looked at it, it said Lexus in the back. I didn't know what a Lexus was at that time. But then after years later, Lexus was like the, you know, the brand like a Mercedes and stuff like that, Range Rover, you know what I mean? So he was always on top of his game. Pac was a smart dude that always had the best of the best of things, too, you know what I mean? And he groomed himself very well, you know what I mean?
I think so, and his music is still getting played, so you know that says a lot.
And one thing, too, probably after that Poetic Justice movie, I don't know if that was a situation with him where he just started doing his nails, because he would get his nails actually manicured, and you would see them, like, gleaming and glossy. Maybe Janet Jackson put him on top of that, huh? These are true facts. I'm giving you true facts that nobody knows unless you know Tupac. Like, a lot of people don't
know
this, and I'm just addressing them as you just so that, you know, people out there, they can
know. Well, you know you got to go check out Celeste's party. He's having a Tupac party, so you definitely got to go out that way in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about
that,
man.
Y'all going to have to link up.
Yeah, yeah, that's big spit, big talk, yeah. Big shout out to you, man, and for doing that and making that happen. I remember I went to a birthday party celebration that they had, I think it was like about maybe 4 years ago in the Bay for a Tupac celebration with, you know, everybody's there, all his homies that knew him, of course all the fans that support Tupac, especially in the Bay because that's where he grew up. You know, most of his life out there in Marin City in the jungle. So, big shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to 5150. I heard your boy Salas talk about it. Salasai. What's his name again?
Selassie.
Selassie. There you go. Selassie.
Yeah.
I heard you talk about 5150. And, you know, I produce them cats too. 5150.
Yeah.
Days. They're proud. Daughter Marin. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Ryan D. Tack, did their stuff way back. Boy, oh boy, I still work with Thug Life, Big Psych.
It's going down.
Yeah, me and Mo Preem Shakur got an album called Black and Brown Pride, so that's available too. They're on the new album. Mac Maul's on the new album. Turf Dog's on the new album. Busta Rhymes on the new album. Rampage, I seen you did something with him. He's on the new album. That's coming up soon. When am I going to drop it? Probably in about 3 to 4 months. I'm still, you know, icing it up here and there. But I got mostly.
You got
line up. So, yeah.
Well, DJ King Assassin, you know we got some more music on deck, right? We got this Dr. Kokenstein, and we want to go ahead and play that. And then. Okay, everybody, I see we got our callers, so we got to play this, and we're going to get to the callers and see what they take on this music. All right?
Word up. Nicki Rich Show.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
I want to hear you say Nicki Rich.
Nicki Rich. Come on, Nicki Rich. Come on.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. B-Boys. D-Boy. Now I'm going to take you back on this throwback cam right here and introduce you to the legend Cocaine. Since you new booties don't know who I am, born in the South Bronx, moved to the West Coast when I was 3 years old, right? So I am known as the oracle in this matrix system of hip-hop. I am the one. Yeah, boy, I got the number one DJ on the West Coast, DJ King Assassin, scratch my back.
Yeah.
In the building. I hope you still there. Well, anyway, we lost you for a second.
You know what? Real hip hop, Nicki Rich, real hip hop right there. That takes me back to when I used to break dance. You know what I mean? That's that's the essence. I wish I could grab that and show the youngsters how that felt, just to live in that aura of when that track was made, play at your own risk. That's why we redid that and made that happen, because it was an incredible aura that happened for hip hop when Play at Your Own Risk came out. Now to like revamp it with Cocaine, which is a legend out here in California, worldwide. He's the only one we got left, like a Nate Dogg out over here. You know what I mean? He's the king of hooks. You know what I mean? Cocaine. That's why we call him Dr. Cokenstein. He's Dr. Cokenstein. We redid the whole, the concept of that album is like Dr. Funkenstein, you know, with Parliament and George Clinton and all that. We revamped it and redid a lot of the greats. We did Rick James, Cold Blooded. Of course, we call him Slick Rick, Slick James. He's an incredible character. I'm going to tell you, man, that whole album's off the hook, Dr. Cokenstein. We're going to try to trend that tonight on Twitter. I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm going to try to trend that worldwide. So if you're listening out there, definitely do the honors and tweet right now if you can, Dr. Cokenstein. It helps. We try to get that on a worldwide level. But, yeah, that track right there, man, a lot of energy. Of course, you heard the cut and scratch by your boy DJ King right there. I was going in. Yes, I love that scratching. I could play it over and over, and I wonder sometimes how I do it.
That's real. Now, we got these song lives we got to go to, DJ King Assassin. These people been waiting.
Word.
We're going to
bring them on.
We're going to go to 434. 434, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is A's RDC from the DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
What's going on?
Word. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, man? I just had to call in, and, you know, I look at your bio on Twitter, and people that you worked with, it's nothing but respect, man. And from a young, we a young group out here coming up, I just wanted to get advice from you from a young group coming up. It's six of us.
You know what, I'm going to tell you the same thing that Tupac told me, you know, when I was younger, and obviously we're the same age, but, you know, he was more advanced than me at that time because he was already in the industry, and I was, you know, like yourself, you know, trying to come up and trying to, you know, get to the next level. So what he told me is to never give up on what you're doing as far as if you're making songs, keep on making them, because eventually when one song breaks, when you get in that studio and you find that gem is going to make the rest of your gems. You know what I mean? You're a diamond in the rough right now. Once, just keep on doing it. That's the best advice I could give you, just to keep on doing it and learn the business-wise first. And of course, always, you know, have cats that is, you know, positive around you at the same time. But when it comes to the music aspect, keep on making track after track after track, you know, come with different concepts. Don't be afraid to try new concepts, you know what I mean, because that seems to be the one that always breaks. It's always, and you probably can vouch for me on this one too, it's always the songs that we never really trip off that make it big. Like, it's probably just the one that you might think, oh, that's a cool song, but, you know, I could do one better. You know what I mean? So it's always them type of songs that go number one. It's a trip. And of course, my advice would be is to definitely learn the game as far as, you know, learning the business aspect of it. You know, find a good manager when it's that time to find a manager, when you do start blowing up, because you don't want to have a manager yet until you got something to manage. That's where a lot of cats get it twisted. You know what I mean? So
do
what you can do as much as you can. And you know what? And people say quantity over quality or quality over quantity. I think it's both. And once you bring that to the table, once something blows up, you're going to have this big, large catalog, and the rest of your songs are going to shine. So you just got to get that one hit song or that one song that's going to get you virally on the internet and keep on pushing that song. And a lot of people don't know, dig this, it takes 6 to 12 months, folks, to break a record. That's how long it takes to break a record. I mean, just because you put out a song don't expect it to blow up overnight. Now you gotta get the DJs behind it. That's more advice to you, and I'm breaking it down as much as I can, even on the marketing aspect for you, because that's a very good question, and I get that question all the time by a lot of artists that, you know, tell me to break their records or what can I do to make it in this industry. And the best thing to do is just like everyone's been doing is getting on them social networks from Facebook to Twitter and even MySpace still and putting your music up. Every aspect, every avenue is an avenue for people to listen to, for people to know who you are. That's the main thing, is to get yourself out there as much as you can and work that record. You know, don't give up on that record. Work it for 6 to 12 months. You know, because nowadays, this is how I see the industry. Check it. This is how I see it. I don't even see it in really albums anymore. I see it as in singles. That's where I see this industry going. So you don't even have to, like, make a title up sometimes for an album. You can just keep on dropping singles on iTunes. And now you ask, okay, now how do I get digitally, you know, out there? You can go to idjfirstlook.com, right? For $10, uh-huh. For $10, you'll put up your digital song, and it'll be up within 48 hours. A lot of cats, they don't tell you that. They're not giving up the game. But, no, you'll get Def Jam Island distribution like it's nothing for that price. For $10 a song, folks, do it. You got good songs. Put them up there. And at the same time, don't worry about constructing a full album. Forget a full album. Don't even trip off a full album unless you already have a full album done. See, because that's when it comes into place after you got so many singles. Then you decide, okay, I did 30 songs. I did 40 songs. Okay, now I'm going to take 12 songs out of this 40 songs and make it an album. Then I'll call it whatever I want to call it. Then you got extra songs left. Then you can do an EP for just like 7 songs. Then you got another, 5 to 8 songs that you're going to give to your DJ to do a mixtape. So what I'm saying is gather your songs, get your archives rolling, get your catalog pieces rolling. The best thing is to build. Don't ever stop building, because once something breaks in, all that hard work is just going to pay off. And does it happen? Yes. And is it hard to do that now? No, it isn't hard to do it now because we got the internet. Back in the days, if you would have told me this 10, 12 years ago, I'd be like, okay, make your demo, put it on a cassette tape, and we'll send it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's not like that no more. Now, we have so much power as a people to blow our own stuff up. That's why the major labels right now are trying to figure this out because, you know, we got to have it going up virally, so it's a beautiful time right now to be independent, and plus the money is way bigger than it was 5-10 years ago. So that's the good part.
And also, if we just dropped our message 2 weeks ago, and on that fifth we got like 80,000 downloads. I mean, it'll help me out if I get your email from Nicky Rich and just send you the mixtape or tweet it at you on Twitter, so you can just listen to the mixtape and give me advice back on it.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. What you can do, you can direct message me, too. You know I follow everybody back on Twitter at DJ King Assassin and send me your info. But get my info from Nicky Rich since you're on the line on the call. She'll go ahead and hook you up with my direct email. That's a done.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
all right,
thank you.
Huh?
Put on my Twitter, my DM.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what's your Twitter handle? What is it?
It's at RDC_ENT.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, leave me a direct message, man. I follow everybody back, so just go ahead and say you was on the Nicky Rich Show, and I'll go ahead and send you my info and check y'all stuff out and give y'all a retweet, you know, to support y'all, what you're doing. And big things happening. Stay in tune, man, and keep on listening to the Nicky Rich Show because she will be syndicated on all of our outlets, too. So, you know.
Yeah.
We'll be able to touch that.
Yeah.
So be real big.
Thank you so much. We got some more callers that's been waiting a minute. We're going to go to 407. 781, tell us your name and where you calling from.
This is Rebels Black. I'm calling from the floor. Good, Nicky Rich.
What's good? We live with DJ King Assassin, Rebel Black in the building.
What's up, King Assassin?
Rebel Rebel, my dog Rebel Black, man. An honor to talk to you, Rebel Black, and everybody out there in the flow town of Florida. You know,
man, it's an honor to be talking to you, man. Our homie Monty from Freeway Music Group's been trying to link us up for like the last couple of weeks. It's been kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my dog, Monty, man. Big shout out to Freeway Enterprise, Freeway Ricky.
Shout out to Freeway Enterprises. They've been a part of the show.
That's good that you called them up for the
shout out to the homie Freeway. And congratulations, Nikki. I wanted you to know, Saturday night, it's going down. 91.5 FM is going down. Nikki's going to be in Orlando, in my city, so we're showing her the red carpet. She's going to stop by the station, 91.5 FM, UPRK. It's going down Wide Radio. We're looking forward to having you. Haitian Fresh, Travis Porter, Sexy Sapphire. It's a pretty big show. It's going to be going down. So, you know, just letting you know, when you touch down, we're going to have some fun to go. Show you around.
Oh, yeah.
That's big.
And I'm glad you guys was able to link up on the Nikki Rich show. That's what it's all about.
That's what's up, man.
That's right. When Nikki Rich drops down, it's going to be real big over there in Orlando. Orlando, get ready. I've been rose petals ready. She's coming.
Yeah, definitely. And, Nikki, you can pass on my number. The King Assassin. Do you mind doing that?
Yeah, you know I will.
Thank you.
Got it on deck.
Yeah, man, the music is off the chain, man. Nikki, we're looking forward to having you. Congratulations, syndication. That's big. Salute. King Assassin, you know, you get the from her, and then we pop it up, man. Definitely looking forward to having you on our show, sir.
That's big. Rebel Black in the building, man. Big shout out to you, Rebel Black, and it's an honor and salute to you, my brother. And
you know, Rebel Black, I'm gonna tell you, when you get DJ King Assassin, you're going to have a lot of people that hit you up. I wasn't able to get on Twitter till the late evening because as soon as I tweeted out that DJ King Assassin, it went ham. So be ready.
He got more followers than Obama.
Obama got like 16 million. I only got like 2.3 or 4 or something like that. But yeah, push out to Obama.
I feel like don't nobody know me compared to that boy.
Well, that's a whole other discussion and a whole other call, because I could show you how to build your stuff, man. And that's like a whole other. Maybe I'll have to come back and we could talk about it on your show. The importance of social marketing and how to build your Twitter. I don't think there's anybody else that can shoot game like I can when it comes to Twitter, because I've been through the ins and outs and learned it for years, you know what I mean? And I mastered the Twitter game, as you can see. Of course, we all learn every day on things, but that's a whole other conversation. I don't want to take up too much time on it because I know we got a lot of calls in mode.
Well, thank you, Rebel Black, for coming through, showing love to the Nikki Rich show. We're going to get that info.
That's my sister right there. All right, man. See you this weekend, Nikki.
And Fleet DJ, too. He's a Fleet DJ.
Oh, yeah, right. Fleet DJ. Pretty Fleet Models, at Fleet Models. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, we got an announcement, too. Starting next week, we're going to be on Fleet Radio like twice a week. So,
yeah.
You know, we're doing the syndication thing too. So, you know, it's going down.
That's big. We're going to have to talk with Classic and see what we can make happen with Fleet DJs. We got a couple Fleet DJs on deck right
I'm
now.
I'm a Fleet DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a Fleet party, folks. It's a Fleet party going on.
It's a Fleet DJ thing right now, Nikki Rich and Rebel Black. Like, no joke, you know, like, we both DJs right here. The Fleet DJ conference is going to be a takeover for real. If you're not in Atlanta, if you're an up-and-coming artist, real talk, holla at us at Fleet DJs, you know what I mean? They will fill you in on the information. It's in July. It's going to be crazy. All kinds of people are going to be in the building, in the A. You know, gotta be.
That's real.
But
thank you again, Rebel Black.
Yeah, I'm done plugging everything, so I'm going to go for real, man. But, yo, thank you. And y'all take care, man. Yo, Nick, show's off the hook. And congratulations again, all right?
Thank you so much. That's love right there. That's love and support. We're going to go to 415. 415, ooh, you're on the air. And tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Frisco.
What's going on?
It's not even like a big deal. It's like,
but to me,
it is the honesty. It's not me.
This is Nikki Rich. What's going on?
Yeah, I can barely hear them. Frisco, what's
up? Okay.
Erico 415. 415, you're there. 415, go ahead. Speak up.
415. I think something wrong with the phone or something. Well, we're going to go to 253. 253, you on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
First of all, I want to say God bless you to a wonderful woman to go syndicated. Yay. I heard a lot of great news about you. This is the legendary Cocaine. Big ups to my DJ,
ooh,
DJ
Cocaine.
King Assassin.
What up, Cocaine?
Oh, I'm just feeling good, and thank you for the invitation, to receive. I receive it real well, and I appreciate all that you do for music and for the hip-hop culture, you know?
Yes, sir. We just got through playing that Cocaine, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we taking it back to Golf Hats and Crunk Attacks, back when Nylators tasted like Nylators, you dig? You know, that's that funky, like the back of the earlobe. We had to break it out, because that's, just to elaborate on what my DJ was talking about, King Assassin, it's a good movement, and it's good to reintroduce that into the younger generation, because that goes all the way down to pop locking, breaking, to bombing, to all that. And it's like sometimes along the way it became so political that we forgot about that, and the soul got snatched out of hip-hop, the soul got snatched out of funk. But people like us that are frontline soldiers, we really care about the integrity of the music, so it's all coming back.
That's real.
I appreciate all that love. Yeah, we got a monster like the brother DJ King Assassin. We got the number one DJ out on the West Coast, and we put that masterpiece. We did everything from Special Ed to Cold Blooded to Stetsasonic Sally. And it's like, from New York to West Coast to all over the globe, they're really catering to this thing. And like I say, we will be trending tonight. And everybody know what Cocaine does out here. I want to say rest in peace to my boy Nate Dogg. I'm the last of the Mohican that do G-Funk. Me and my boy DJ King Assassin, of course, the original G-Funk. There's a lot of G-Funkers out here on the West. But, we was privileged enough to be blessed by one individual. And I must say his name, rest in peace, Eric Eazy-E White.
That's right.
That's real. Mhm.
That's real talk right there. And I gotta let this be known, too. I got to definitely let this be known. We were talking about Tupac earlier, his work ethics and how he works. And I haven't seen nobody since Pac work as fast as Cocaine works, folks. And this is real.
Uh-huh.
And I told Kane this the other day when we were – just going over shit. I mean, damn, the whole album is done already. Are you sure it's done? Kane, it's done. We did everything already that we talked about. Everything we talked about, we turned that over in like less than a week's time.
Yeah, it was less than a week.
Real, Kane wrote his songs so fast. It's incredible, man. I don't know if he had it memorized or whatever, but this cat is the fastest cat that I've seen since Tupac writing songs and turning them over. And that is real talk right there.
I appreciate that, brother, humbly speaking. You dig?
Indeed, man. My dog, God right there, Cocaine.
I heard a lot of great stuff about you, Nikki, and it's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance, my boy Big A and DJ Assassin. Mm-hmm. Put me up on game.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to tell you off the record, besides, us pumping up the music and stuff, may God bless every situation that you got going on because you deserve it. And it's not about just the looks. It's about what's the content of your character. And you're definitely a class act. You come with your A game. So we appreciate you, and I'm sure the whole world appreciates you out there in a real way.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It's just a blessing because, you know, the platform that I have created, I want everybody to be heard, not just one person, everybody. You know, everybody has a vision, and that's what it's all about. Some people say, well, don't you have topics? What topics do you have? What is it? You know, what is that? And I was like, well, this show right here is about everybody being heard. And there's enough people in the world that have something going on, you know, we can just take over and just reach everybody. You know, some people can't get on the radio.
Yeah, it's that voice. And, you know, the good thing about it is that you allow, and because Mink Assassin just told me, she's like, man, she's a real good, prominent person for like, the places we come from, you know, that suppression. And it's like whenever you have that voice to be able to that to be heard, you know, on that platform, it just makes it so good because you find out a lot of stuff that's very political, it's artificial flavors, it's nothing really authentic about it. And you got to be able to, you know, to get tell the real and keep it 100, not keep it 0.1. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just not to say no more in Jabberjaw so much. I appreciate the love that you give to Assassin Big A, my whole staff, Buddy Boy Entertainment. Whatever you need on this side, you got that and then some.
Yes, we appreciate it, and much love to you guys. You know, it's real out here, and it's always good to have, you know, focused and positive people, you know, in your corner. That's what it's all
about. Right. You that voice. So to the higher heights, because we know what it's like to be in those valleys below. You dig?
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, God is just God in all of us because I tell you, everybody, it's from the guest. You know, I feel like, you know, how God just got his hands on you. And it's from my guests to the people I come in contact. I feel like we all are here for a reason, whether it's somebody to teach you a lesson saying don't go this route, you know, stay on the right path. And they come in your life for a reason, you know, and a season. Some people get mad and hate, but when you live in for God and he's guiding you, you will understand. He will give you a vision that you have never seen before to be like, open your eyes. You can see stuff before it even happened, or you can see so you won't go that way. You know, it's totally different.
Just to interject on that, not to cut you off, sister, just to interject on what you're saying, and I ain't going to talk too much on it, but, you know, me and Assassin always sit up, and me and Big A, and one good thing about us, you know, God never consults your past to determine your future. And one thing we know, we cut from that suppression. But, you know, real men get up and real women get up and praise God because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You understand? And we have to be accountable and have a responsibility. And one of the best things that God could give us is this family. Family is most important to God. I have eight kids by one woman, married 23 years. And one of the things that sustained me is my platform by sitting on what God gave me, and that's a family.
Mm-hmm.
We all part of that tree. So for us to have this power, with great power comes responsibility. And it's not just the way we talk. It's not just our swag. It's about doing something about it. It's like me and Assassin sit up and say, okay, we do records. We do records great. But what is the most significant thing, a part of our success, is that we can go in and educate the youth on how to do business and educate them on going the right way. Like, I go around the youth services and different other programs, and they look at me, they hear, dang, that's the most controversial name up here, cocaine. But when I talk with intelligence. I talk with spirit.
That's right.
So they can be motivated, because nothing can motivate you unless you inspire. So we are here to inspire and challenge these other artists that think that God is something on a promissory note to say $100 bills. It's not about your cash. It's about the change that you make, the voice that you have. So
that's
it's
right.
Not going back to what you say, Nikki, everything is for a reason. And it's a season. It's a time to laugh, time to cry, time to mourn. It's like Ecclesiastes. It's a time for everything. And if you use your faith,
I don't care how long it takes. It's like the whispering wind you can't see but feel it when it's blowing your skin. You understand that faith is the substance of things told for and the evidence of things not seen, so you know you have to stand up on that platform and you have to say something and use your voice, plain and simple.
I
ain't no preacher. I'm just like a common folk like you. Whatever your God is, Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we all part cut from the same tree. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's right.
Man, it's been crazy tonight. It's just been such a pleasure to have you guys on. And if y'all haven't noticed, we in overtime.
Oh, my bad.
We at overdrive on the Nicky Rich show. We've been getting it in.
Yeah.
Keep that
funk alive, you know what I'm saying? Because funk is everything. It's crocheted into the ghetto fabric of our suppression, plain and simple.
That's real.
So keep that. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we thank you guys. Now, DJ King Assassin, let everybody know where they can find you, all your links, websites, and what have you.
You can go to DJKingAssassin.com and also go to BuddyBoyENT.com to check out the bio. So that's BuddyBoyENT.com. And DJKingAssassin.com. Don't forget to follow me and Cocaine on Twitter. That's at DJKingAssassin, at CocaineOfficial. Those are the websites. Those are the hubs right there to reach us and check us out. You know, check out everything we got to offer, especially the free download. I mean, come on, it's free, folks. It's the free album we just dropped, Dr. Kokenstein. Don't forget to engage on the incredible trending topic, Dr. Kokenstein, tonight. So everybody listening, I want you right now to just go on Twitter and just type in Dr. Kokenstein, because everything counts. It's like votes. You know what I mean? It's like voting. So that's what
it is.
It's ran upon. So let's get it in. And Nicky Richard, I thank you. Me and Cocaine, thank you for having us on the show. It's incredible. And we love you. And congratulations on the syndication and everything, and what you're doing. Incredible job. Incredible.
Yes, ma'am. I concur. I ain't going to talk too much, but I concur.
That's right.
Well, we thank you guys for coming through to the hottest radio station. I tell y'all it's hot. We do this every single night. We bring in the hottest guests, and I tell them if you're missing it, you're missing out. And we thank you for coming through, DJ King Assassin and Cocaine.
Now, who you got off the record before you go? Who you got for the basketball? Who what's your team?
Oh, you already know. Don't play. It's the Celtics all day. Celtics,
okay, see, finna get it. You did.
Nah.
We'll see.
It's
God bless you, lovely lady. God bless you, for real.
Yes, and y'all tune in tomorrow. We got Cash Money. You know, Cash Money got book authors, so we got the Cash Money authors going to be in the building.
Word.
All right.
Yeah, y'all don't want to miss that. So it's going to be hot.
That's real big.
So, you know, that's what I call a label. You know, Young Money, Cash Money is just doing their thing. That's what I'm talking about. So,
that's right.
I mean, listening in tomorrow is going down.
it's going to be halitosis, huh? Hot breath.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be ready, too. Oh, yeah, we're going to be ready for them.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Nicky Rich.
Now, you can't leave without a drop. You know, I want to hear a drop. Get a drop from DJ King Assassin and Cocaine. Y'all can do it separately, though.
All right. We'll send you the MP3s, but we could do an acapella one right now.
I could do one real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah. Check it out. It's your boy DJ. Yeah, you ready? Here we go. Check it out, it's your boy DJ King Assassin right here, co-parlaying side to side. I'm over here pancaking, man, on the hydros and the palm trees, listening to Nikki Rich. That's right, the Nikki Rich Show right here, keeping on lock, man. Me and Cocaine, we in the studio right now, and we had to just get out the studio to tune in right now to Nikki Rich. Don't miss out. Yeah, dig.
Yup. And I want to give a massive big up shout out to my homegirl, Nikki Rich. You dig? She stay on point like Stacey Adams. You heard?
I love it. I tried to hold it. I need
super
you to
simple.
Sing that one more time. I want to hear that again.
She stay on point like Stacey Adams.
Boy, I tell y'all, I need just a clip of that, boy. You know, y'all need to send me the MP3 with you just saying that.
Yeah, I got Nikki some little sound bites for you, for sure.
Oh, yeah, send that one. I want to say Nikki Rich, stay on point like Stacey Adams. That would kill the game.
I got you.
I like that. Well, thank you guys again for calling in to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's been an honor and a pleasure. We're winding it down here on the Nikki Rich Show. And you were just listening to DJ King Assassin and Cocaine in the building. And earlier you got a chance to listen to Selassie. Y'all, if you missed it, you missed it tonight. You got to go back and check out this episode live on podcast, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And I'm telling you, it's going down tomorrow. You don't want to miss, and we're getting ready for Orlando. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. You already know it.